donner les engagements. I didn't prepare for this. Well, I have a piece of paper here. It's very, very messy. But whatever comes out of this, that's me. Now, I'm actually concerned about you. And what I'm so much concerned about you is about your destiny. Because destiny is a significant component in you, human being. Because whatever we do, we're actually working towards the same goal. So whichever way you take at the end of the day, our hope is that you get to a place of your desire. Now the reason why I said it is that as a youngsters, what destiny or the decision that you make now is gonna affect your life tomorrow. So therefore, I actually want you to think about what you're doing now. I've got a lot of examples in the whole world, and we got a lot of things around us that we can see that can serve as an example for us. All right, I'll give you a story of one big man. This big man spent about long yet behind the bar. And he came to me in my house and he said to me, "Look, I see you look like a gentleman, but I've done wrong in my life. I've killed. Can God ever forgive me?" I don't know what to say, because even me myself, I just respect the big man and I'm still learning every day. But what I tell him, I say, "You know what? I'm going to introduce you to some people who can give you a good answer, because I don't know how to say it. But all I do know that if a man wrong to me, I can say, you know what, I forgive you, I can deal with it. But I wouldn't talk about other people's pain, because I wouldn't know the pain that this person has caused to their family, to the wife, to the children, to the everybody. And he's been doing this since when he was little young, that he has nobody to correct him that what you are doing is wrong." So I took this man as a responsibility, because I searched my heart very well. I said, "This man has got a lot of problems. Although this is what he did, he didn't really know, but this is a very costly mistake in his life, because I think about the victim as well. Now, I don't know what to say, but I say, "You know what, you go to that chapel, there's some people of God, they can go and speak to them. Whatever they say to you, then, is what, everything will be all right." So now, we can see the story of this man. Now, we can all learn from this story. That's why I say, every decision you make now, it's going to affect your life. Is it a positive or in a negative way? So therefore, as a youngsters, what you're doing now, you really have to think about what you're doing. In your career, look at what you're doing. In your house, or in your environment, or in the street, within your vicinity, know what you're doing. Although I've come to realize that when parents pushed, children succeed. Because that is the quickest way for them to succeed with little effort. So therefore, but for the benefit, or unfortunately, the fingers are not equal, as they say. But that's the reason why every opportunity that you have now, you got to think about everything that you have to do with it. Because there's difference between teenagers' life and adult life is just 10 years. You see, maybe you're 18 years or 19 years, all that is. But the moment you go into your late 20s, you go into your 30s, you know, no more teenagers. You see life in another different ways. And you know, you don't have to let things to be very, very late. Or at that time, you start regretting all the wrong action you've taken for the past. But in order for you not to be in that situation, that's why I'm speaking to you today, that this is your opportunity. Is it nothing is too late? According to Robert Frost, he's an Englishman. He wrote an article in 1960 to 1930, from 1938 to 1960, said many roads in heaven would. And what this man was saying is that in life, is it, we all have the same goal, as I said earlier. But whichever way you come, is either you come through left or you come through right, the most important is to get to the same way you're going. And I hope that wherever you choose to go in your life, you will surely get there and success is going to be yours. So I wish you all the best. So bless you. Thanks very much.